Good morning. I think I'm on. There we go. Just got back from camp meeting yesterday. One of the best camp meetings we've ever been to. So I just thank the good Lord that we were able to go and learn and grow and be there, and just a blessing. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we give you thanks. And we do praise you for your love and your mercy, for the relationships that we have both vertically and horizontally. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here this morning, for your love of us. And we pray, Lord, that everything that we say and do will bring you honor and glory. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, we ask. May your grace fall upon us, not just in things that we want, but in conviction, in forgiveness, in repentance, so that we can turn to you fully, Lord. And I ask this and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Cards are in front of you in the pockets. You can fill this out, pass them toward the center, and they will be read and prayed over, obviously. So is there any other before the praise team? Good. Welcome back. Praise team.
Good morning, church. Can you stand and sing with us? That would be great. Or you don't have to, since nobody is. Okay.
I heard.
more time. Holy, holy, holy.
Good morning again. Bonnie's going to come up and make the announcements, but I said, hey, I'm going to go first. And then I heard a remark. But anyway, first of all, camp meeting. I meant to do this when I was up here earlier. There was teaching on Revelation. There was teaching on spiritual gifts, and those were recorded. The evening classes were recorded. The classes on the Old Testament were recorded. And they can all be found, take out your pens, paper, WPA Camp Meeting. If you go to that site, it's Facebook, WPA Camp Meeting, you can get those teachings, the sermons, the services, almost all of them were recorded. There were two or three that weren't, but the one we were in wasn't. But that's just for your information. And like I said, if you're looking for stuff on Revelation, Pastor Nick Wilson has been teaching that for years. He goes to other camp meetings. Just excellent teaching on the Revelation. WPA Camp Meeting. If you're interested still, or if you're thinking about taking the class on Sunday mornings at 8:45, what we did is in the book, along with the questions for this last, I put them in here. Let me rephrase that. I had my wife put them in here. yeah. Well, we're both one, so my better half did this. But if you're interested, you can take this, fill out the questions. We will be looking at next week chapters 2 and 3. They're very short chapters. If we get through them, great. If we don't, great. I'd much rather have the discussion. But if you're interested, the books are up here, $9. For the books is what we paid for them. So, Bonnie? Yes. Now, while you're up here. Come on up. I forgot about this. Frontline Ministries is... it's right. Frontline Ministries. Frontline Ministries is a men's ministry that takes place in WPA, Western Pennsylvania, different churches. If you're interested in possibly facilitating a men's group, guys, come talk to me because I can have one of the pastors come and speak here, and they're willing to come because I've already talked to them about starting a men's group connected with Frontline Ministries. So we can start one in Michigan because there is not one in Michigan. Frontline Ministries is a men's ministry. It's for men's groups to get them started. In fact, they're having a men's fall weekend at camp September 13th, 14th, and 15th, which is a little short notice for us, but there's always next year. So something to think about, and like I said, I can have either Matt or David come in and speak. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Camp meeting was awesome.
Amen.
The teaching, the sermon, it was good. And turns out, Pennsylvania believers are just like us.
Some are a little odder than...
Yeah, but they moved to Michigan.
Oh.
Thanks, Brock.
Wow.
I should say he, not they. But all right. Let's get into some announcements. We had our apologetics class this morning, as Pastor talked about. Good stuff. Please join us. I learn better when I have more people to help me. Don't go there. No, it's good to. My husband's talking. It's good to learn together. So, and what you know can help me learn, and what I know can help you learn. We need each other. So,
iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Next Sunday will be chapters 2 and 3. Books are still available if you would come. 8:45-ish. I'm always late. Sorry about that. July 30th, Tuesday, we have the prayer night here at 6:30. Buckbinder's small group is meeting at their home from 6 to 8 p.m. You're all are welcome either place. August 1st through the 4th, that is The Sound of Music in Spring Arbor. That's the play that Jamie's family is in. And turns out the Buckbinders are in it also. Vern and Don are in the pit, right? Is that what it's called? Pit and are the and the daughters. So it's like this whole family thing, church family there. August 1st through the 4th. August 2nd, that's Friday. That is the next Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. Let's see. The next ladies' breakfast is August 10th. That's a Saturday. That is at Jamie's home. Please bring a dish to pass and a folding chair. Yes, that would be helpful. The next Day of Hope is August 19th. That's a Monday, 2 p.m. here at the church. Please join us as we serve the community. Brock, did I forget anything? All right, that's about it for this week. If I could have my helpers come help, we're going to pass the prayer cards to the center. Oh, yes, I got to do that too, don't I? Brock said I was done.
Okay.
You three are doing it. Thank you. All right, if you have not checked in, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Last I looked, the label printer was printing labels, so we are on the right track. What? All right, I was excited for a minute, but David said that it's still thinking, so it's not working, but there's still work to be done. So if you have any prayer cards, pass them to the center. The helpers are... Thanks, guys.
That's all right. It happens.
Thank you.
Are there any praises or words of testimony anyone would like to share this morning?
I have a praise, and it relates to Whitehall Campground. We were doing a class on oneness, and Kenny and I were able to witness multiple times the church being the church.
Wow.
I mean, there was several incidences that we see God.
That's beautiful.
Along those lines, no matter what you're going through, God gives you what you need in the moment you need it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't ever think that He doesn't know what's going on.
Give up. Don't despair.
Yeah.
He promises.
And we should all at least have three people.
Three
people that we can go to. That will push back on what we're saying, and just everybody needs three people. So I would challenge you to find two or three people. That's
absolutely, true. That is a good word.
Can you sit by my board?
Thanks. Okay. Anything else?
I have kind of a pretty.
Yes. Yes. Uh, That happened to my mom a watch care. She was pulling out into a busy road and her car died right in the middle of the turn. But there were no cars coming. Thank you, Lord. Anything else?
For my sister. I didn't get it in.
Shelly?
Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah. She's in trouble. She's really grieving heavier than I thought.
Ranelle's sister Shelly is still grieving. Paula.
Praise the Lord. He sold the boat for us. He sold it. It was very quick and very easy. And also, I want to pray for Candy. She's not here today. She texted me just a few minutes ago, said she's having a rough morning.
Okay. Sure. I would like to testify just real quick. My mom's best friend back home had her daughter, who is about my age, had a really bad stroke, and her Sparrow's age, so her 12-year-old son was there and called 911, and they got her into the hospital. She went straight into surgery and had a blood clot removed out of her neck, and the doctor gave her mom no hope that she would make it through that surgery. And she called all her prayer warriors, and we started interceding for her, and she came through the surgery fine. He said it was the worst kind of stroke that you can have. There was a name for it. I don't remember what it was. And most people can only move their eyeballs after that kind of stroke. And she's totally fine and went home yesterday. So it's just absolutely miraculous. I have to testify. You have to. Okay. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just want to give you thanks this morning for who you are. I will never get tired of praising you for who you are. You are so good. You are so faithful. You are always working and moving on our behalf, even when we get burned out and discouraged and don't think that you're there, don't think that you see or care or hear. You are such a faithful God. Your love endures forever. You are eternally steadfast. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we ask that you would be with this nation. We lift it up to you again, Lord. We enter into a spirit of intercession. We cry out for your mercy. And just ask, Lord, that you would give wisdom to leaders, protection to leaders, especially your church, your believers who have laid down their lives for public service. God, we just ask that you would raise them up and protect them and help them to rewrite godly laws for this land, that we would see a resurrection in schools and churches and politics and businesses, in entertainment, media. Lord, we want you to be God of this nation once again, Lord. We cry out for your forgiveness. Give us hearts full of repentance that we might be your people who look to you and not to ourselves and not to our own understanding. Father, I pray for protection over the Olympics happening in France right now, God. Particularly, again, for your church, your believers, that you would just surround the event with angelic warfare. We know that these sorts of things draw massive crowds, and it is the sort of thing that we can see evil surface and come out of the woodwork. So we just pray a covering over that event in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Tammy's family to you. She's asking for prayers for Jeff and herself as they travel in August for their 29-year marriage anniversary. Thank you, Lord, for that commitment to each other. I ask that you bless them and renew them, refresh them. We thank you for what is represented by that marriage. We praise you for their children and grandchildren, and I just ask that you would give them a blessed time. Father, we lift up their kids, Chris and Faith, and safe travels. We just pray your protection and angels before them and behind them as they travel, and anyone else finishing up their summer travels on the road. Father, I give you praise for the Whitehall campground experience last week. I love hearing Mindy testify about a spirit of unity. I know that you are all about unity. That is something that Jesus talked about so much before he went back home to you. It was his prayer. It was his heart's cry, and it should be our heart's cry too, Lord. And we do join in that and ask that you would unite our hearts. The one thing that we can all agree on is Jesus and his atoning work, the rescue that he offers us. And I praise you that they got to experience that in such tangible ways last week at camp. And we ask that that would just continue in every direction as people return home to their own places, that they would promote and insist on unity. Father, thank you for watching over Louise and the car incident. Thank you that you care about these little things, these little bang-ups and mess-ups, and thank you that did not happen in a more dangerous place. Father, we want to give you praise for Jan and Bob's boat that sold. I'm going to lift up to you Candy, who's not feeling well this morning, and I thank you for her healing journey, how she is better and better every day, and I thank you for the people who are coming around to support them. Father, I lift up to you Ranelle's sister Shelley, God. She's hurting badly and lost in a sea of grief and great, great loss. Lord, we know that when we lose someone close to us, there's an enormous hole that never fills. And then when it's more than one person, it feels probably feels like she's being swallowed by the emptiness and the loss. So we collectively lift her up to you, God. We ask that you would give her peace and relief and comfort in words that only she can understand as her spirit groans and cries out. Lord, meet her where she is. Father, I praise you for the protection that you gave and the healing that you gave my mom's best friend's daughter, Becky. Thank you, Lord, that you raised her up from the worst kind of stroke. And I know that you are calling her name. And I just pray for her salvation, Lord, and that this would be the moment in her life where she would turn everything over to you and acknowledge you as you and you alone are the one. You are the reason that she is still alive today. Father, I thank you for this church family. I thank you how we do life together in season and out of season. Praise you for each one here today. Praise you for the love that is between us and the fellowship that you have given to each other, Lord. I ask that you would open our eyes, open the eyes of our hearts towards each other and towards you, that we would be called, see the need, and as Evan said a couple weeks ago, move. Move in our midst, Lord. Thank you for loving us first. Help us to love you in return. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would stand with us, we're going to sing some more together.
Come to you. And the grave is rolled. All right. How's everybody doing? Good? Good. Good. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Okay. Okay. Time to bring you something that was prepared in my heart all week, and then again, not prepared on the page until last night. So, it's just how my life seems to go, where Saturday is really my only day to do things. Anyway, today I want to talk about the little things in our lives and how they may actually not be that little. We're stewards of those little things. I think it's true that one of the biggest aspects of the Christian life relies on the Spirit revealing just how far down our sin goes, and even to the little things. In a lot of cases, our sanctification is trying to undo the damage in ourselves that was created because of ourselves, our own sin. And lately, as part of my studying, the theme of sin has been pretty prevalent, and I'm just like, you know, getting a fresh, renewed perspective on that. And the Spirit reminded me of a quote from a man in the 1600s named John Owen. The quote goes, "Be killing sin, or sin will be killing you." It's pretty simple. And in Galatians 5, just before Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit, he says basically in essence that the Spirit and the flesh desire two different things. And since we're led by the Spirit, we should satisfy the desires of the Spirit. That's, again, simple enough. And in Romans 8, he says we're no longer indebted to the flesh. And if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if you put to death, again, mortify, kill your sin, then you'll live. Our Owen quote. Of course, the whole point of that is that we can't kill our sin on our own. It's because we are in the Spirit. That's where we're to be found. But I don't want to. I want to want what I want. I want control. I want to do this. I want to listen to the music I used to listen to and watch the movies I used to, you know, all kinds of stuff. We're stewards of those little things, our daily lives. And I think it's interesting that in the church we use the same words repeatedly. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Sinful, ungodly, unholy, unrighteous. Somehow, in using those words repeatedly, I think they may lose some of their bite. Some of the bite that they first had when we heard them. And what they meant for our souls in particular. It kind of softens the blow when in reality it should really intensify, turn up the heat kind of thing. I don't know, maybe words that we don't normally use like profane or corrupt or depraved or even demonic, satanic. We don't want to think about that, you know, because why would you? Godless is what we're getting at. That's not who we are if we live in the Spirit. Active submission is the call. And if we don't have that, then we don't live in the Spirit. If we justify and rationalize and allow sin to grow through the little things, that is exactly how we will be devoured. I don't know if you guys know Satan is prowling like a lion, right? Well, basically what we're doing, if we do this, it's taking a lion cub into our house, and then it grows and it grows and it grows. And if we don't kill that sin, it becomes a lion that will devour us. I stole that from Matt Chandler, if you're interested. He's good with the metaphors. And I don't really want to live with a lion that could at any moment just straight up destroy everything. I don't know. I often thought when I was younger that I wanted to have a tiger as a pet. You can ask my wife. She was like, "You are a straight up fool." that is a terrible idea. Which I know now, you know, wisdom with age. So, being faithful in little, like Luke talks about, means that you'll more than likely be faithful with much. Active daily submission doesn't seem that big in a moment. And actually, it can be quite painful. Almost like you're, you know, killing what you used to know and love. I've heard it said about marriage that some people say, you know, oh, my wife, she completes me, or my significant other, she completes me. But really, it feels much more like she's lopping large portions of me off with a machete because she's making me better, and it hurts. And that, I think, is how our sanctification works, is it doesn't feel great in the moment. And if we're not faithful to persevere through those little things, well, like everything, it stacks. Those little things stack, whether you're stacking. I'm going to quote a Christian rapper here, Andy Mineo. And a dose of that is like soap in an open wound to be cleaned. Got to happen, though it hurts. Getting better, feeling worse. I'm just happy that I work, stacking bread instead of dirt. That, I don't know. I like Christian rap, but I know not everybody in here is a fan of rap, but that's beside the point. But that's it right there. Stacking bread instead of dirt. We press on. Growing in discipline and love and holiness, and growing inside the imperishable hope that we have, and living. So one more quote, and I'll be done. And this one is from one of those old movies that I used to watch. Get busy living or get busy dying. And that's about it. So we're going to, do you want me to call them up here first or pray first? Okay. All right. I'll pray. We'll pray. God, as we come before you, we're with all the amazing gifts that you give us, we want to be mindful of every day, because it's easy to see the big picture of your glory and your, you know, you created the universe. It's easy to see that when you read scripture in some cases, but we lose sight of like what that means for every day. And God, we don't want that, because the big picture is for today. It's for every day. You give us those big truths for these little moments. And our lives in the Spirit rely on that. So with everything we have, we humbly ask that you keep us faithful, and thank you for the forgiveness that you've given each one of us as we continue to slay that sin in your name. Amen. Okay, so now we'll have all the kids. I'm sorry, ushers. Yeah, children, if you could come up. I think, well, here, I'll let Pastor Kenny take over.
I need a couple ushers to take up the offering, please. You got me on? Thank you. Volunteers, thank you. It's already been prayed over, so we'll, if you would be so kind, is to take up. He's already prayed over it. I need prayer. What I'm going to ask is something. You guys go ahead and collect that down that way. And I'm going to ask all the kids to come here, not to go in the back. And I told the ladies in the back to bring their kids out. We're going to try to start doing something that we should have been doing for a long time. Praying for our children. So I'm going to ask them to come up and... yes, please. I want to tell you all something that maybe you don't know, that maybe you have never heard, but God has a purpose for each one of you. That you were created for a reason. That you're all here as the church. And we're going to pray for you this morning. So if you all just reach out your hands, if you want to come up and lay hands on them, not you parents, because I know how that works. But if you want to come up and pray over them, awesome. So come on in here. Father, we are so thankful for our children. And Lord, your word tells us that we should train them up in the way they should go, and that they will not depart from it, Lord. So right now, we're praying for them that they would grow up to be what you have called them to be. That they would be your church even now, witnesses. That they would grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are. That they would commit their lives to following you. Bless them, Lord. Keep them safe from all harm. And open their hearts and minds to your will and your ways, that they will walk in it throughout their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You guys are dismissed.
I just want to testify a really good example of being double-minded and half-hearted. I've gone through a season of busyness. I think we all are right there, you know, and it's been hard for a really long time to get up early enough in the morning to have a substantive time with the Lord. It's been getting harder and harder to grab that time for one reason or another, and we tell ourselves, it's okay, I'm just in a rut, I'm going to get out of it in a week or two, or the Lord knows my heart, he knows I'm crazy about him, and that I'm hungry for the manna that I used to, like, suck down, you know, the books that I used to just devour or the podcasts. We tell ourselves, he knows, and I'm going to come out of this. But then it becomes a habit. And that's how it starts. Just get more and more pulled away and get drier and drier. So in my quiet time earlier this week, I was right here. I was grieving. I was crying. But the very next verse is, humble yourselves and he will lift you up. So I think we've all been there. The double-minded and the half-hearted is not the Pharisees. It's us. So anyway, this song came to my mind in my quiet time this week, and it's been a really long time since you've done it, and my team didn't even know it, but this song was perfect. This is from God. I really feel like he's giving this song to us for this moment. So sing it if you know it. If you don't, listen to the words and then try a second time through, and let this be the cry of your heart. Let it be the prayer of your heart, because he's talking to you. He's calling.
Would you pray with me? Father, we are truly grateful that you have given us the opportunity to come to you fully and completely, that we can be yours beyond a shadow of a doubt. I pray, Lord, that you would stir our hearts and our minds, that, Lord, we would turn to you in every situation, seeking to give you glory and honor in everything that we say and in everything that we do, that we would not just be Sunday Christians, but that we would be Christians committed fully to you in every minute and every hour of our lives. Lord, we need you desperately, and we thank you for the grace that you so freely give. In Jesus' name, amen. Hopefully you all stay for snacks and time of fellowship.